The best tea in the city.
Hello, this is Wendy Gumede and you are sipping the best tea in the city with Tebow's.
Oh yeah. Majumed.
Hello.
How's the mood?
Now
I sound like I'm on a voiceover.
Yeah, oh.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Ha! Let me tell you.
Oh my gosh. Don't do it to me, please.
Bro, if you want this girl, just know you're going to wait.
Just a year and a
half.
It's not that long.
No. Tell the people. Tell the people what happened. Tell the people.
So, Konja Wang Shelani in March, hey.
March last year.
Shot your shots in March in the DMs.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, I'd love to be on Kaya FM.
That's right.
And now I'm here. Let's leave the details out of it. Let's not focus on that. Let's focus on
Ngaze ngathumela nomntana kithi uThato.
Hey, Nkosi yami.
NgaThato.
Yo.
Nganyana kiyo bathong.
You tried every avenue. Email, phone call, WhatsApp.
You were supposed to be here beginning of this month.
I was, yeah.
And then
I got busy. I got so busy. This year was actually incredibly quiet until like June.
Why go by busy when you're supposed to come to Kaya? No.
I don't know.
You know, but I was very short of Wofunimbuz.
Yambela?
Yeah. As Patlin Zautin.
Hey, Kusiam. About pants about Vumi, like a singing con.
So con.
Sing con.
I'll say abonga
we. Focus on that.
Sabonga we, comment. Won't just tell us a little.
Paratuayo, Mooney. Kwabe.
Yeah. So you say that piano song is about you.
Yeah, bo. Onke.
What do you have in store for us today? I mean, it's your show.
I'm just here to hang out with you and the rest of the country, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We nearly lost you, though.
Yeah, no, look. It was crickets for a bit. It was hectic there for a moment.
Which months are these?
This is December last year.
When we thought we are out of the woods, where now?
Yeah.
COVID, you bambi.
Young mambi COVID, yay! Young VTs.
Young beggar pants.
Yay! Bengiti ngisgora, yati COVID lalela, sing vigil. Salapans.
Tumele him.
For 2 weeks. See, this is why. Tebow's, this is why.
But I'm land.
Yo, no, it was hectic.
Man. I'm landing because I am so. Nini.
Yo, another thing was, it was intense. And
Take me through it.
So it was in December and it was the last 2 weeks of the year. And we had gone on a trip with my friends to Cape Town. It was
a road trip, right?
Yes, it was a road trip and we were locked down and, you know, it was time for us to just go breathe. So, perfumuli yase kap.
Ganti.
Kuzongena ne COVID in those days. So, I obviously rushed back home and I quarantined.
So, you had to cut the holiday short.
We had to cut everything short.
But did you have to drive back, fly back?
Wow. We were driving. So, we were literally on our way to the next destination. It was a hot girl summer.
Yeah.
Like, we were on tour. Like, yes. We were like hitting all the cities.
So, okay. And Bloemfontein, right?
Yes.
And then
that's
calls
actually
back.
Where we got tested in Bloemfontein. Because we were like, oh, because we were really driving to Durban from Cape Town when a friend of ours was like, hey, real quick, y'all should get tested. Because I just tested positive, right?
Oh my.
And so we then did that. And I was the only one out of my friends who tested positive. So you were very powerful in whatever you sent me. It came directly to me. You know what I mean? And my friends were just like, look, we're going to take you home. And obviously, Nati, we have to, you know, quarantine and probably go for a second round.
So you turned from Bloem?
Yeah, we turned. We're just like, well, I mean, let's go back to Johannesburg. The trip is over. That's what COVID does, right?
Yeah.
Like whatever you're busy with, it's over now.
Stop.
Done now. Now, right now.
It must have been the longest trip coming back home.
I asked them to park the car and I looked up to the sky and I was just like, why have you forsaken me?
Yeah, you
You know, it was scary. It was incredibly scary. But my symptoms weren't that hectic, which is wild for me because I had asthma like growing up.
Okay, okay.
So I thought that if I were to ever get.
So that's a comorbidity.
Lalela. I was like, it's on land, you know, and it didn't. But my symptoms were hectic.
No, yeah, when I use fuba, it's make sure good must eat too lento.
Nithening as tint.
No, you can't in this. Why?
And that was my main symptom, hey. Like, the dizzy spells were hectic. And also just the anxiety. I don't think we speak about that, like, often.
Is it true when they say it's a mental battle more than it is anything?
It is such a mental battle. Like, there were moments where I'd wake up in the morning and literally be surprised to be alive.
No.
Because like my mind is telling me this, like everyone in the world who has this
died.
Is dying. You know, kuna ma RIPs on Twitter. I had to leave social media because RIP this.
Because that
RIP
works
this.
On your mind though.
Yeah. And nabantu sabelingana now where like it just got so hectic. But when I survived it, I remember when I was praying, I was like, I will do anything, Lord. Like all the things that I'm scared to do.
Oh, Tanda thing is long.
I get mixer. Yeah, remixer sometimes, people.
You
guys should see his face. You are judging me so hard right now. Oh my goodness. Santa saying slung. No, but I remix it. And yeah, so I promised that I would do things like the Kai FM interview, you know.
Donkey.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll do it. Just spare my life.
Next time.
And I'm here now, you know.
Next time was it? So apparently, a friend of ours in the media industry, he's a PR guru, Rems Mabote, wrote a very telling post on his Facebook page about his battle.
Mm.
He's currently affected by COVID.
Mm.
And he talks about how he actually gives an account of the days that he goes through. Mm. He talks about the one that really sticks out is day 8. He says, no medication could do anything anymore.
Hmm.
No words of encouragement could do anything anymore. It was left to him, his mind.
To fight.
To fight and not to give up.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
He says, right there and there, it was just, to breathe was like, it's a mission.
Yeah. Like some people write about having to decide to live. Like deciding to fight for your life.
And what keeps him going was his kids.
Yeah.
He said, they'll be devastated without me.
Yeah.
More so his mother. He says he can't stand the thought of his mother crying over him, him being gone. And it's also unfair on a parent to bury their own child, right? So you, were you also seeing it day by day? Were you like diarizing or in your head at least?
I didn't have the strength to physically diarize, but I could tell. There were moments where I didn't even know what day it was and how far I had gone, like in my recovery journey. I didn't know where I was in it, but I just, in my way of diarizing or like taking stock was literally praying. And there were moments where I would say like, I'm not done here. I have so much to do. I just got started, you know? And whenever people say that, people think that they're talking about their careers. But just in general, like I have so much love to give to my family. I have so much reinvestment to do. I'm not done here. And I really didn't feel like I was. And so, like that's what kept me fighting. Cause I was like, I have so much more to live for.
And again, there's a monarch who's looking for a bride. I mean,
I was like, I need to marry the king.
He's single
right now, right?
Very.
Yeah, very, very single.
Why that song?
I love this song. I love her. She's incredible. I love her whole collection of music.
Even the live album?
Yeah. Miss Education.
No, Miss Education is fine. Essentially,
Lauryn Hill has the worst PR when it comes to performing live because she's late always, apparently. Like, that's like, she's known for being late. Like, I wanted to sing at my wedding And my friends were like, okay, we'll book her for like a month before your wedding because she's probably going to be a month late. Yeah.
Mara, like, it's Aishi Qatar.
I guess.
Aishi, let's ask him. Aishi.
Aishi, Elani.
Huh?
Can she not play the guitar?
No, she can.
See, but I'm going to walk out of here. I will walk out of here. I will not take any Lauryn Hill slander. Not on my watch.
For your wedding, I'm going to buy you the live DVD.
Oh, no.
When she's performing.
You're supposed to say for my wedding, you're going to bring her. You're going to make sure that she's on time.
I need to hear her. So that's a late DVD. You're on a late.
So that's a sweet DVD song.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. That sounds like a sad wedding. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Lauryn is the hill that I will die on. See what I did there?
Oh, okay. All right. Hashtag Tivo said, Wendy Kumete, you are in for a treat. Don't miss my top 10 at 10 with Da Capo. Have you ever interviewed anyone?
I've had conversations with people.
You being the interviewer.
Yeah, I had this, I had a YouTube channel actually. It still exists, but I don't exist on it. It's just online now and I don't put out any content.
Yeah.
But when I was consistent, I had this, segment called In Bed With.
Huh.
Yeah. In Bed With, and then I'd have a guest and would be in bed interviewing. But like, you know, it's the play on.
Should we try
it? COVID. Yeah, it's just the times we live
in. No, but again, we can make it. I like the fact that we're in a radio theater of the mind and you like painting pictures with words.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
So we're going to do In Bed With Da Capo.
In Bed With Da Capo. Cool. Hey. I really wish people could see your face right now, honestly.
By the way, we are live on kaya959.co.za. We are live even on our Facebook page, so you can watch and see her live. We're going for a break. When we get back, we are sitting with a potential queen here of the Zulu Nation.
That we need to discuss that.
We need to.
The weight of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because waga kumendelo.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Black Wendy voiceovers.
Yes, my fave.
How did that even start?
So it started with this video of Beyonce and Jay-Z watching a basketball.
Is that the first
thing.
One?
That was the first one. They were watching a basketball thing. And Beyonce was annoyed because some woman was speaking to Jay-Z over her. And she had these like her body language was very interesting to me.
Yeah.
And I wondered, I wonder what she's thinking, you know?
Yeah.
And so I put it on my Instagram story at the time. And I didn't have like that many followers at the time.
Yeah,
I was just
yeah.
like basically asking them, what do you think she's thinking?
Yeah.
And so people just sent me like captions, but they were all in English.
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, like, I wonder
if
this could work. And I just did it.
Yeah.
And it was weird at first. I was like, this is weird content.
I'm making these
people speak or think in Zulu. So I put it up and people were just like, we don't know what this is, but we need more of it. And so
it is brilliant. Listen, it makes our day. I think I'm correct in speaking for everybody. It makes our day.
Thank you.
The latest being when Macron, mm-hmm. President Macron from mm-hmm. France mm-hmm. visited Cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
So Ramaphosa, there they are.
Yeah.
Being led by the army, the two ladies.
Oh, the army. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then obviously they turn and the president is showing President of France the skyline.
The
lay of the land.
This is my kingdom. As far as the light.
Yes.
Stretches. Everything the light touches. Except there is no light.
There's no light. Some places are dark spots because I'm a vaccinator.
Yay.
Abanya load shedding.
Yay. Kuningi. That was very fun to do. It was a fun one.
Any responses from the subjects? Have you ever received any?
No. If anything, like when people tag them on my videos, I'm like, guys, please don't do that. Don't do that. Tag them. Mangabuzo ngikhipha ngemali yebail. Then you can tag them.
Do you think you'll be in trouble?
I don't know. It's just, I don't think so, obviously, because, you know, Bill of Rights and all that stuff. Like, and it's also parody. It's satire.
It's parody. Yeah.
I'm not the only one doing it. It's not a new genre. It's existed way before my time.
But it's
so
unique because you do it your way, the way you do it.
Thank you. I appreciate
so,
that.
So I think let them, because we should also give people the benefit.
Mm.
And the benefit here is people have a great sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think he does.
Yeah, you know he does.
I think he does have a... Yeah. I wonder if he's seen it, actually.
Chances are he has.
Do you think he laughs? Or does it go, ish?
And because he's
multilingual. He must laugh, but he must also cough. Like, he must laugh and go, ish, but, you know, ish, load shedding is not... No, but she's right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I hope he laughs, but he also goes, ish, yeah. Good.
I have a challenge for you.
Ooh.
I don't know how long it takes you to make one.
I think...
We should have one ready by the end of the show.
By the end of this show?
Yeah. We can release it just like around this time in 2 hours.
Hectic. Okay.
But our people must be involved.
Okay.
So if there's a video you've seen, right?
Mm.
And you think it deserves a Black Wendy voiceover,
mm-hmm.
tag us. Use the hashtag Tibosen Wendy Gumet.
Hmm.
And Wendy, you'll pick one.
Yeah.
Because I think you need to study it first, right?
Yeah, I need to watch it, get the actual context, and then mute it and put my own context.
Danke. Should we do that?
Yeah. Yeah, they can send it through. They can tag me in these videos and I'll give them a view. Something nice and short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious about your upbringing, but before we go there.
Hashtag Kaya Fridays.
We'll go back there because I was supposed to play a certain song. But hey, Wendy, I mean, the songs you listen to. I said to you, give us songs we can play. Hi, Guti, you must launch new songs that you've never heard of under the sun.
What do you mean? I gave you,
X-Factor.
This list is incredible. Yeah.
Right? Lauryn Hill.
Yes.
Yeba.
Yeba, Evergreen.
Kona umunye la Tyler ICU. Ukula na se ICU.
Ufaga tine ICU nge ingoma zakhe.
At Izolo.
Yeah, Izolo.
Jasmine Sullivan we can find.
Perfect.
Ah, DJ MX. Hayi, leyo ubala lolo.
Ah, ubala lolo. Ngobi yazo nawo.
Wani?
Ngobi yazo. Ngobi yazo is literally the best musician in South Africa right now. No cap.
If as mazi.
Yini ningamazi.
Humble Beginnings.
Yes, by Pazi. Okay, that I understand. He's an alternative artist.
DJ Obza.
There's no way. Tibo's. Okay. This is me getting off this chair.
My daughter just sent me a text. Ariyeba is a jam.
And Yeba, I can see her
head. I can see her head doing this.
Yeba's a jam. And Muzi. Muzi's from Mbangu.
I know Muzi. Muzi's
incredible.
We do have other songs of Muzi. Not this one.
Not this one.
Not I Miss You.
Oh, I Miss You. So incredible.
Zetu Mashika.
Okay, that's also understandable because he's actually like a film score composer. So I understand if he's not like popular in the radio waves yet.
I can't understand why Ndlunkulu bangafone ekhaya ukuthi bazothi lo.
How? No, yazi ekhaya bayamazi umnqobi yazo for sure. Definitely.
Bazosho bathi ah inkosi fanele manje idile nalamuntu okulala umizwe konje.
Inkosi fanele lalu Jasmine Sullivan.
Ha.
How?
Huba lo.
Asiqale lapho.
Asiqale lapho.
Jasmine mina ngazi
ET. Manje useyacula yini?
Why are you talking like that? It's the accent for me.
Right?
You nailed it.
Okay.
You nailed it.
Take me home. Take me kwa Gumet.
Yeah.
Empanyeni.
Empangeni. So I was born in Durban, and I lived in Durban for 13 years with my mom's sister, because my mom passed away when I was 11. My dad when I was a year old, so I never really knew my father.
Yeah.
So my mom raised me, and she passed away when I was just about to enter high school.
Yeah.
And I went to boarding school Empangeni, ngahlala eNgwelezane with my aunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bongekile mavundla. What's up? Shout out.
Yeah. Shout out. So you're raised by your auntie.
I was raised by your auntie, but I call her Uma because she took me in like when I was really young, and so her whole thing was angifuna ukuthi abantu bakubuze too many questions like growing up. So just call me Ma and respond that way, and it's been like that, like
siblings?
Forever. I have one sister from my mother's side, and I have way too many siblings from my father's side.
My
father's like, what I will do is multiply.
Yeah. Go forth
and multiply. The good Lord said, so I will do that.
Did you meet him finally, or?
No, my dad. Mm. No, my dad passed away when I was a year old, so I was a baby. Oh. Yeah. But I've been meeting him through my siblings. Like, I was the last born. So I have older brothers and a few sisters as well. And I hear a lot about him. He was quite a character. He was in the taxi industry, actually.
Oh, okay.
Which was interesting for me to be on the set of Isibaya and like...
Oh, there we go.
Tell those stories when I was told those stories growing up, you know? I was like, oh my gosh, this is literally my father's world.
Yeah.
So like Taxi Wars, he passed away in the Taxi Wars. Oh, so no. I understand that like in a literal sense, you know? It's not
It stole a bit of your childhood.
It stole a lot of my childhood. Yeah. It really did. Yeah. So yeah, I do hear a lot about him though, because he was quite popular. And apparently, when my mom was pregnant with me, he called it. He was like, "I think you're pregnant with a star."
Wow!
Right? Wow. And I heard that a lot growing up, and it was that thing that I had to live up to. Namati wa vilktivi. Mama kwa tu vilktivi. When time giggle YouTube, yeah, nayo, Papa could tell us of TV, you know? So when I finally got my acting gig, I was like, gosh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Finally.
Also, my father set me up. I didn't ask for that pressure, you know? So yeah. So I grew up like between Durban and Mbangeni, and then I left Mbangeni for university, and I was at UCT, and I stayed in Cape Town for like 10 years before moving here.
Is it?
Yeah.
And how was Cape Town?
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Oh, listen, you know that mountain. Oh my Lord. Let me tell you something.
It's okay.
Oh, it's amazing. It's a great vacation spot. When we went in December, I was like, oh, Cape Town is a lot of fun.
It's all right.
It actually really is. But when I stayed there, it's Cape Town is great if more swipe panje, then you're fine. But if you know what I mean.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I can see the scars on your face and heart.
Oh, Cape Town.
Melodies in Funny. Are you dating?
I'm trying to.
Hlekisana nobani?
Hey, ayekho umuntu engihlekisana naye, yazi ngiyazama. Abangifuni abantu.
Njani?
Abangifuni, angifuni.
Hayi. My timeline right now is packed with proposals.
That's the thing, like people will propose. What they will do is slide. Oh, the proposals will come through.
Oh yeah.
The DMs are a mess right now.
Okay.
It's the follow through for me.
What about the follow through?
It doesn't exist.
No, wait a minute.
I promise you.
No,
you are not
best in my bubble, mom. Come on.
Honestly, truly, like dating in this country is an extreme sport. It really is. I think, you know, it's very easy for people to express interest. But then when you're there, and for me now, I feel like people expect you to be who you are online. You know?
Mm.
Like you're on a date with a guy, and they're like, oh, Pillar. I only to one song, you know what I mean? Well, not as direct, but
yeah,
just like, people expect you to entertain them. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm just here to have a chat and eat some food that you're hopefully going to pay for.
Yeah.
You know? So I wasn't a joke.
Is chivalry still there though?
Chivalry, I don't think I even care much for chivalry. Respect, you know?
Mm.
I don't know if it still exists, actually. I mean, every now and again, a guy will open a door for you, because you know, that hasn't happened in like 14 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's cute when men do that, but I think I'm way for.
I think you're doing it the wrong way.
How should I be doing it?
On Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
We had a chat here.
Yeah.
But the dating game has long changed.
Yeah.
And you must check the hashtag sex now, date later.
What?
Sex first, date later.
Is that the vibe?
That's the vibe.
Yes. That's
sex is part of the interviewing process.
Yo, stage bow, we interview.
Mara, if you can't see. I'll vote.
Who's doing the interview here? So, like,
you.
It's between the both of us. Because if you're interviewing me, I'm going to interview a pelo.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, good performance review at the end.
This is girls talking. I'm talking about your peers, girl.
Are you serious?
Sex first, date later. That's what they're saying.
I mean, good for them, though. You know, people should approach dating in a very like individual way, like do it the way that you want to do it. And if that's the way that they want to do it, that is just great. That's amazing. I'm not even being sarcastic right now. Like that's amazing. I could never.
Sarcastic is not funny.
I would, you know, go for a different approach, it's not a right approach. It's just my approach.
What's your approach?
Mina, I want to get to know you first. You know what I mean? Like.
You can Google that. You can troll the Facebook page.
You can't Google
page.
Everyone.
You can troll the Facebook page.
Oh, but like,
page
it's that, better to get it since you're first hand.
I'll give you. No, no, no. Listen. Aren't we have the best pretenders?
See, but then the same applies with the sex first, dates later, because you're going to give me bomb sex.
Yeah.
Because you know you're auditioning, Moose.
Yeah.
Well, best foot forward.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Endurance, adrenaline, stamina, you know?
Yeah.
Go be auditioning. Yeah, that's the thing. It's the follow through for me. The first foot is always the best foot. It's the second foot. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And that's what I've been experiencing.
The question I haven't asked you though is this one. What is it that Wendy wants? When this guy sits in front of you.
And you know, that's such a simple question, but the answer, like, I never know how to answer it. Yeah.
No, but answer is
like, oh
no,
my
answer
word.
It honestly. Because sometimes I think we camouflage what we want by trying to give answers that will be palatable to the recipient, which I think is nonsense.
Yes.
Speak your truth. What do you, when you sit in front of me as Wendy Kumete, this is what you must bring to the table.
Stability. I want someone who's stable, someone who's like on top of his own life. You know what I mean? I need him to be driven. Because I'm incredibly ambitious. I'm always busy. So I can't be with someone who's like, what's WhatsApp video call? And I'm like, that's because I'm busy, you know? So I want someone who's driven, who's busy, who's
building
himself.
Are we dealing with a traditionalist here? And by traditionalist, I mean you are old school in how things should be done.
In how what things should be done? Like what? Like
he must know what he wants out of you. He must have a vision.
Yeah, absolutely.
He must talk lobola zisuka.
Yeah, bo. Shatanin. First dates when the dessert is coming.
Hey.
I'm asking you, uti. Manji dates, manji mqibelo, right? Mqibelo. Which Saturday? From the three upcoming Saturdays, which one works for you? Yeah, but he has to have vision. Like, our relationship has to be going somewhere. You know, I'm not asking for perfection, but I'm just asking for someone who is... Like, who I'm aligned with in that regard, you know?
How well do you scream? No, it's not related to what you're talking about.
How well do I scream?
Yeah, as in with excitement. When you're excited, how well? Is it the kind of decibels that will make lights go off or you'll break a globe or you're one of those, I get excited. Yeah, that's it.
I don't scream ever. I don't think I get that excited. If I found like an all black Jeep Wrangler outside my house with some keys to a name mod, maybe then. But I haven't gotten excited about anything to the point of screaming, so I don't even know how loud I scream. All right, that was Yeba with Evergreen, one of my favorite songs. Thank you so much for playing that for me.
What did you just say now? Off air?
I'm putting you on. I'm putting you on to good music. Everyone who's listening to Kaya 959 right now, turned the volume all the way up. I promise you.
But to my question about how well do you scream was ungovernable.
I was also like, what are we talking about?
Because I thought when I press play,
I was going to scream.
You were like, yeah, they finally found
me. My excitement is internal. Like, as soon as it started, I was like, oh my gosh.
Hey, Kuningi. It's Wendy Jumere.
What's up?
We're going to talk about the video she found after this. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, Yazi, hey. I know we're dropping the voiceover video.
We're dropping the voiceover video.
You found a video.
Yep.
We'll come to that.
Yeah.
But I was hoping with at least by the end of today, I would have prepared you for a potential.
Oh. A potential man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because I know you have options there.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me a few. Give me one or two.
Mara, I think you have a type. When?
What's my type? Please indulge me. What do you think my type is?
Lalela, where went?
Yebo, ngilalele, ngilalele baba.
Yabona la matekisi la. Awako.
Ushaya nje baba.
Wena lento yakho yenza lapha phezulu uba busy ungena kule TV akufuni mina lokho.
Qabulana namadoda ku TV ngikhona.
Ayifuni mina okusalayo. Ubuye la ekhaya.
Is this a taxi owner?
Yes.
Ooh.
Hi.
It's high pig yellow.
Yeah. Mshilo.
It's high pig taxi owner.
Why do I get a feeling Big Zulu?
Big Zulu doesn't have to say a thing. He doesn't have to say a thing.
Hi.
Hi. He doesn't have to say a word.
Pelid.
Kuphelile. Aibo, Big Zulu. Inamba yami 07. Iqala lapho.
Mawufuna
ngizoqedelela.
Usho bheka phansi ngaleso sikhathi.
Ngisho ngiyablasha njengamanje. Namahloni.
I type.
Nje. Ngifuna ukuyini Chris ekseni. Inkinga yami. Ngifuna nje ukupay polish. Ngiyini Chris ekseni. Yabo. Ngipolisha icathulo ebrown zithi ukucwebezela.
Kubanda kanje mara isendlela.
Nje amasokisi angaqhoka nje azawuphinda phinde. Ehhe kuyi winter ngithi hayibo baba ungalikhohle ijazz.
Hayi.
Hayibo.
Hamba.
Baba kuyabanda. Bengalala ukhaya baba bathi kubanda abu namhlanje. He weather. Athi indoda ayigoduli.
Ngaleso sikhathi.
Ngaleso sikhathi.
Ithini
ikaza?
Ichicken skin uzathi ikaza. Umpunga la.
I can't say.
Yeah? Masaka kuchamake.
Organizer Tipos, no ways. Organize. Taxi owner. Organize. Impilo yami leyo.
At your bottom is not into the TV. Come with me. That's not a little man's.
A little
man's. Not a man. Ningoma zakona ngiyasazi. Okushanga manje.
Ngakuculela manje mina.
I'm hanging out with Black Wendy.
What is up?
Yeah. There's a new challenge on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A new challenge.
And I'm giving you permission.
Okay.
Go to Idols SA.
Yes.
Find a video
yes.
of a certain judge.
Yes, I'm liking yeah. this idea so far. Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then especially where she's like giving feedback to a contestant.
Yes.
Yeah. Because she's very passionate. Eh?
She's very passionate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of expressions that I can work with there. Yeah.
Yes. And you can tell she's warm, you know. Yeah. Mm. And so I want you to find one.
And just
do your voiceover.
Yeah. I think that's such a great idea. Yeah. Challenge accepted.
So why are you both staring at me then?
It's the deal.
Okay.
How's the mole?
Here I am.
That was too quick.
Wow.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, girl.
I mean, bas boni le kitchen.
Exactly.
Fourth floor.
Naye?
Uh-uh.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Fourth floor. Is how we do it, guys.
You know about the fourth floor, Wendy.
Mm-mm. When you hit 40, we welcome you to the fourth floor.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait.
We've redefined it. Yeah. We're confusing men of all ages, older and younger, and our same age.
The 20s are the ghetto.
Did you say that?
The 20s.
Yeah. And then the ghetto. R is an extreme sport.
Oof. Please.
But they were though. Yakumbula, they were though. And Tinaga, our 20s was YFM, so it was wild, Wendy. Wild.
What are you doing in the studio?
I had to host like a youth roundtable, and now it ended just now, so I have to do the show from here today. Hopefully Monday I'll be back in the comfort of my home.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, with the birds and the haridas and the dogs.
Yes.
And
the ambiance.
And the ambiance. Yeah, I wanted to host a pool party one day from my house, like while I'm on air.
Yes.
And then do a live, and then abo wendi nongeni se
pulini am. That sounds amazing.
Who in this country you regard as the best male actor?
Oh my word.
Yeah, give me even if he's your top three.
Vusi Kunene.
Yes. Number two.
Siyabonga Tshwala.
Number three.
Think younger. She's there now.
I was about to, I'm like, because it's like best male actor. So I'm just like thinking of the dons. CK. He's on Gomorrah. Teddy on Gomorrah.
We're going to add number four. But he's number one.
But he's number one.
Yeah, we're going to add number four, but he's number one.
I don't even need to say what's happening on my show today.
No.
We swear.
No.
Sit back, Wendy.
Okay.
Fasten your seatbelt. And you are going to say, damn, I should have said it.
I know that. I know that that's going to happen.
Warren Masai.
Oh, my word. He is the list. Do you know what I mean?
He is the definitive.
He's the definitive.
He's the only one with a G there. He's coming through to midday, Joy.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be hanging out
where I'm at right now.
Right
yeah,
now.
But wrong
I'm
show.
Not leaving.
But wrong show.
I'm not leaving.
Wrong show. Okay, different show, not wrong show. Different show. Who appella, not mine. Different show. Kwala mlomo, kinga wena. Huh? Flies on in a zzzz.
Bye-bye, Unat.
I love you.
It is T-Woz and Wendy Kumeta on Hashtag Kaya Fridays. Now, it is Youth Month, and you want to tell us about something to do with blood drive?
Yes, I do. So every year around the world, June is National Blood Donor Month. This serves to raise awareness of the need for safe blood and blood products and to thank blood donors for their life-saving gifts of blood. Go to kaya959.co.za to listen to an interview with Kensani Mahlangu from the South African National Blood Service as she speaks about giving blood, about how giving blood keeps the world beating, as well as how young people can play a role in ensuring South Africa has safe blood supply.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
So don't forget it. Kaya959.co.za.
Kaya59.co.za.
Mahlatsi, Matema tweets yesterday, and I see it on my timeline. She says, why are handsome men always broke though? Ngalumpendule nge Wendy voice over.
Nge Wendy voice over. Hey, say what, you can't have it all. It's either you have the coins or you have the looks. So, now me look at ukuthi yini balekile kuwena. Uye lapho. Mafuna imali iya khona. Mafuna ubuhle uye khona.
My advice to her was this. And it's an ageless dating advice.
Yeah.
Go ugly. They try harder.
First of all, there are no ugly people in the world. Tibos, yazi mina angivumelana lento esho ngoba bekho abantu ababi emhlabeni. Abekho.
Uhambile lo mhlaba?
Cha.
Yeah.
Ngiyazi. I'm like trying to be polite. I'm trying. What matters is someone's personality. You know what I mean?
As if first impressions, they come from personality.
Yeah.
Like a
That is very true.
Yeah.
That is very true. Kodwa wonke umuntu uyakwazi ukumthola umuntu who looks at them and goes, oh my word, you're the most beautiful.
Every part has a lid.
Every part has a lid.
Thank you.
And it's beautiful.
Yena ufunani kuba handsome.
Shuthi esakhe phela esivalo asilingani le libhodwe leli alifunayo. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
So fanele lokho elinganisa.
Puma lapho.
Exactly. Puma lapho. Puma. If it doesn't fit, it's Puma. Uyabona ukuthi ungena kuphi yabo. Yeah. Absolutely.
Ah, Puma lapho. Afune laba ukuthi ufanele babuke kayi 2 cala.
Yazi khona kodwa ngempela la umuntu mambuka the first time you're like, oh no. And then umbuye the second time you're like, yazi. Yazi hayibo. Lelihlo lakhe
leli. Uphuza nya kancane ke. Uphuza kancane. Kancane. Uthi tips kancane.
Oh my word.
Amahlo akho azovule.
Hey, your third eye.
It will kick.
Alcohol will open your third eye.
And don't forget, love is blind.
Hey.
You don't need those eyes.
There is everyone for everyone.
What video did you find?
So they tagged me in a video. I'm live on my IG right now, so I can't access it.
Hello IG people.
So I was tagged in a video by Rihanna. Well, there's Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. And ngathi bazama ukwengena kule club. Got the bouncer, it's a again.
Say no to Rihanna. I see this other guy. Saying no to Rihanna.
Yeah, imagine.
You know Rihanna is part of the Ocean's 8.
Listen.
I mean, what?
It's a disrespect for me. It's that.
We're talking about a billionaire here.
But finally, I'm telling you, I'll release the album. I'll be saying, I'm going to get Rihanna. God, this is a lingo mazako like guy.
As sagwas.
Oh, I will.
What passion in it?
I'll do this studio.
So you've done it?
I've done it.
What angle did you take? Or should we just wait and watch?
Wait and watch on my socials. I'm going to post it as soon as I'll tag her.
In fact, do it now.
Should I post now? If I post now, it means leaving my live. Okay, yeah, so live. Bye, guys.
Hello. At least you got some. Bye. Post now under Black Wendy VO.
Mm-hmm.
And under hashtag Tibos and Wendy Gumede.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to watch what you just gave, because this is a video that came through as a challenge to this show.
From the listeners, yeah.
From the listeners. And here we are. And you're going to do a VO on it.
Yep.
Let's make it big.
I literally had to step aside for 2 seconds, everyone. I need South Africa to understand this.
Yeah.
I had to step
aside. That's why she was quite a bit while I was talking to Da Capo, because she was busy doing the VO.
Bank oshelitwa aupum.
Well, iti ngukjale. Where wind?
Yep.
Ngizokhuluma nje ngomnikazi wamatekisi. Yazi ufana nehigh esigezile, igcwele, ifull tank seyibuya seyiphethe imali. Uphelele. Buzwa wena nje la. La irank kubuzwa wena. Yeah. Siyakubonga ntombazane, sekuhalalisele.
That's profound. Ngiyabonga nami.
The Uber thanda ngakhona ne.
That's profound.
Keep shining, girl. Thank you so much for sharing your gift with us.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
And thank you finally for doing it.
Yeah.
I hope you had fun. And this was our way of celebrating you.
Oh, thank you.
I think you are an award winner. I think this world, the TV world and the movie world, still has a lot to give you. And I still feel like you're going to bless us.
Yeah, I still have a lot to give everyone else.
Oh, yeah. I think your father's words will come to fruition.
Oh,
we start. We start.
Thank you so much.
Keep shining, yes.
Thank you.
How well do you scream?
Oh my gosh!
Is that it?
That's it! But honestly, this is the best song in the country right now. This is my favorite song. Oh my word. Thank you. That was a scream. That was a healthy scream.
Bye.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.